Rainy County has received a bid on a piece of property down on T Highway, a lot. I went out and located the piece of property and looked at it and would recommend that the county sell it to the highest bidder. There's nothing on the piece of property.
Is it enclosed? No road access? No? I mean, can you tell the public that? I mean, that part of it, or? I'm looking at it on a map here, and it doesn't look like there's any road to it or any. It's just a lot somewhere that's got a unfinished easement to it. Am I right?
It's got some kind of, just setting off right here. I took pictures of it.
Yeah.
Nothing on it but small trees.
Yeah. And you're just going to have, does the collector do that, or do you do that for an open bid process? Are they sent to the county commission? I don't know.
We can't take open. Is this a different one than the one that was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't say highest bid if we didn't go out for a bid. And if we didn't go out to the public and say.
I think it's been posted on the collector's website, hasn't it?
That I don't know. That'd
all
be a collector's
county
thing,
properties.
It?
Or,
but there's no bid for it, is there, Mike, yet?
Yeah.
Is there a bid for
yes,
it now?
There is.
It just says I would like to bid $100 for.
Yeah.
Or how big a piece of property is it?
It's
doesn't say.
It's
35 by 75?
Yeah, 35 by 75.
Could it be one of those properties that is of no value unless it's connected to another piece of property? 30 by 75? I mean, with the existing plotted easements on it, with the setbacks and everything on the corners of being 7 feet and 25 feet, am I right, Randy?
Don't leave much building space.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to come up with a mental value. Who's probably the person buying it? That joins it.
Yeah. Sheila, do you know anything about this?
I heard you guys talking, questioning how it was done, but I didn't hear what happened as I walked down here. The properties we sell, we have many properties that we're selling now. We've done that may just be 25 foot wide, but that, you know, can't build them themselves, and we contact the owners. If they are current on taxes and eligible, we contact the neighboring, anybody that joins it, because that's the way that when those were platted out years ago, that was acceptable. It's not now. We've got them in three different subdivisions. And then the owner on whatever side will buy it and make their lot that much better, add it to it. So it's a win for both to get it back on the tax rolls, and then that owner has improved their lot.
Right, and that's basically what I was saying with that, with the setbacks and the unfinished easement that's there. If you decide to build on that lot, you couldn't build on it anymore. Our regs are different, and so even though $100 is very
small. You got a $100 bid on it?
No.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is what's the proper?
You've got a good bid there.
What's the proper? I mean. Does this go through you? Who submitted this to us, Mike?
That's in Taney County's name.
Okay.
Years ago, they had a trustee, and the trustee has bought that but never did sell it.
Okay.
So Taney County needs to deed it to whoever the highest bidder is.
And in this case, is the highest bidder a property owner around surrounding.
Well, that doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter, but I'm just trying to
figure out what the proper process is.
Yeah, I don't know who your bidder is on that. I don't deal with that. But
hey.
Well, it just says as a tax sale. That's why I was trying to figure out. So it's not a tax sale item. It's a county-owned property.
Yes, county-owned property. The county, about a year ago, you gentlemen asked if I would see to put it on your website. It's been on your website for over a year.
Okay.
Offering for bids to be accepted.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I needed to know.
Uh-huh.
So how did that get to you?
A customer came in the office and probably asked about the parcel when it was the county parcel. We would have sent them upstairs to the...
He came to the commission office.
So have you given that to Frank yet?
No.
I would just give it to Frank, find out what the proper legal documents we need are. And
it's a quick claim deed, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah, we can't do anything other than... we can't do a warranty deed at all. But I didn't know...
It's a trustee. Back years ago when the trustee had it, they would do like a trustee's deed, put it to it, or...
Right.
Or a quick claim.
Yeah.
Ours is called a collector's deed, a tax sale deed.
Right. Yeah, I would just...
We'll just pass it on to our attorney.
I give it to Frank, and then he can... And then we can approve it or not approve it at that time. I think it needs to go through him first. That way all the legal descriptions, everything's there that needs to be there.
For the legal descriptions...
Can Purple Wave sell properties?
I don't think they can sell everything.
Boy, that'd be kind of funny.
Sure about properties.
What was that? I've got a box full down there we're dealing with right now, and it'll be a over-the-counter collector deed.
And I asked a question there that you maybe didn't understand, Brandon. What I'm saying is, if a person has a block in a subdivision that's not sold, and he's selling the other lots for, let's just say $4,000, and we get a bid for $100 on that, well then... that makes a difference to me that he's adding to that $4,000 lot by adding to. So that's the reason I said that. But anyway, it's got to go to our attorney anyway, so I'm just...
Yeah, he just needed to type the deed up.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Mr. Eric, can you check and see what that is?
Check and see what?
That
there's
alarm?
Alarm going off.
What kind of alarm is that? Is that to lock your doors, or is that...
No, that's... I don't know what it is.
Fire? It's not a fire alarm or anything like that.
I don't know what it is. Oh. Looks like out at Oakmont, a lot of those, you have to have two or three together.
Some kind of emergency door alarm's going off, probably malfunction. No smoke.
Emergency exit alarm. And I don't know if anybody knows that sure, though.
Well,
they said you did it.
Checking it.
Don't look at me.
It's burning. That's my office. I've been up there. I'm pretty sure it ain't burning.
There's about three or four people that are qualified to shut that off here.
Yeah.
I don't hear it now.
Somebody's got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Gas and diesel fuel agreement.
We awarded that last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago. It's probably just the agreement for it.
Did you set that alarm off, Nikki?
Yeah, I did.
He needs to do all this first before we do any action.
They have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll show that to Mike after we're done. Go ahead, Gasoline. That's the should be the contract.
Yeah, and looks like Mr. Cotty's approved it.
Move to approve the agreement for gasoline and diesel fuel buy between Taney County and Empire Energy LLC.
You guys looked at the bids last week and went ahead and approved the acceptance of bids. What I'm asking Brandon to do, I need to vote on this.
It's up to you. It's just approving the agreement. So. Mm-hmm. Empire.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, if you got it.
All right. Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen. Today I've only got paid personal property abatements, which are refunds. There's a total of four, and abatement numbers are 300124 through 300127. I'll start with 00124. And it's a refund assessed under 40505-100, refund 100, assessed back to the taxpayer, Sheila Burkhart. That was the only notes that was on it. The individual called, lives in Stone County, the boat dock's in Stone County, and he paid his taxes in Stone County. The attached paperwork shows his bill where he paid the taxes in Stone County. 300126, program error, did not drop vehicle to 10-year minimum. Updated tax code. 300127, refund abatement, duplicate assessment under account number 1973400.
25th. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
4/25/2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
CenturyLink agreement.